of Wilde and Tausch begins now. It will include our visit, our annual visit with Mel Kiper. Tausch, is there something top of mind other than should the Packers trade to move up to get Maserati Marv that you have planned for our friend Mel?
No, I mean, I'm always intrigued, obviously, with my love for the Wisconsin Badgers, where some of those players may end up falling, especially Bort, who joined us a couple weeks ago. Tanner Bortolini, the center, who I think jumped up a bunch on draft boards with his athletic scoring, that RAS and all of that that people take a lot of credence in.
Mm-hmm.
Braylon Allen's intriguing, too, where he fits. But from a Packer standpoint, I'm intrigued. Is there a center that the Green Bay – I think center is going to be a spot Green Bay looks long and hard at. And it might not be with that first pick, but with that Jets pick that they look there. Who are those players? Offensive line, I think, will be top of mind. You know, seeing a lot of people with Cooper DeJean or DeJean from Iowa, you know, at that corner spot. Is there a safety that you think – there's – you have so many questions, and obviously Mel's been doing this a long time, as far as how many quarterbacks are going to go, because that is the more that go, the better, as far as the Green Bay Packers go, because then all of a sudden some guys that maybe would have been picked or have that talent, they slide, and then Green Bay has to make that decision. If there's somebody they love in that top 15 that slips into those mid-early 20s, do you give up a little bit to go get him? So all of that stuff is going to be interesting to hear from Mel about.
I really want to know if he sees Caleb Williams as much of a can't-miss prospect as he is advertised as. Because I don't feel like Mel is, while certainly there have been some historic moments in draft coverage where things have gone back and forth with general managers and people, you know, him and McShay arguing from time to time. I don't think he traffics in hyperbole. So when he sees a guy, he doesn't over talk them up too much unless he really and truly believes in his assessment. So I want to see what his assessment is of Caleb Williams. Because, look, if he is as great as there are some that believe he will be, then the Bears will finally have a great quarterback. And Lord knows, it's been a really long time since they had one of those. And Packers fans have been able to hold that over Bears fans' heads for a very, very, very long time. And they certainly enjoyed this past season when it appears that they've got another great quarterback and the Bears don't. And they're hoping that Caleb Williams can answer that. So we'll talk to him about those and many more aspects of the draft coming up. You know that we're 5 weeks out from the draft. It's only five weeks away. Where is the offseason going?
And there hasn't been a ton of drama.
You know, that's true.
It's kind of weird. As a Packer fan, the last 3 years, it's been great for content creators because the Rodgers news and the Jets and all of the stuff, the last Mark Murphy talking at the girls state basketball tournament, that stuff was gold for us.
Did he even go this year? I wouldn't know.
We gotta get the Chippewa Falls.
I don't know if he went. I don't know. Oh boy, I don't know if he got that same exclusive that he got last year. But it's been a bland, outside of, you know, Aaron Jones leaving and how that shook out. The Packers have really made some nice moves to solidify their roster and to not put themselves in a position where they're forced to grab somebody. I do think the only thing I'll be shocked about is if they do not grab an O-lineman in those first three picks.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they got 7 and 167, 5 and 91. What is it? The top three are in the first, 58, something like that, 60? If they don't take an O-lineman in one of those spots, this is a draft that is going to be offensive lineman heavy.
Chock full.
And I think one of the things we always think, we'll just grab a running back. And I think the Packers will. I sense why we saw the flurry of activity in the opening days of free agency with the running back position, while they still weren't making bonko dollars outside of Saquon, I think that always tells you the teams that really needed it don't feel great about the top half of this draft as running backs go. That's typically how I read that. Maybe Mel will tell me differently. You know, the only guy I can think of off the top of my head, Corum from Michigan, mm-hmm. is somebody that I think is definitely there, but that's what I looked at and saw how that goes. And then, of course, I'll have to ask you about the Chopster, because I've been all in on Chopster.
I was going to say, you're saving your best for last. Don't run out of time. You got to get to your questions about Chop Robinson. All right, we will get to Mel Kiper coming up next. We had a bit of a situation at our house yesterday, so we got our new mattress for our guest room from Steinhoffels. It is a Dreams mattress, and I have to tell you, I slept on it for the first night because I wanted to test rest it. It is heavenly. It's amazing. It is Steinhoffels' factory direct mattress line, so they make them in New Berlin, which was one of the locations on trivia today. There's no middleman. It's just they direct from them. They're the ones who make them at Steinhoffels. It's got great comfort. It's got great quality. It's also really thick, and we put it on a existing bed frame, and it's so nice and heavy that the bed frame collapsed. So now I got to go get a new bed frame. It was an old, creaky bed frame. And next thing I know, later on yesterday, I come home and the bed's sideways. I was like, what happened here? Well, that's what happens when you get high quality and then you use old, low-quality bed frames on your brand-new, high-quality mattress from Steinhoffels. And I should have been aware of this because it's Sleep Awareness Month at Steinhoffels, where you can get your Tempur-Pedic Queen mattress for only $52 a month with their 60-month financing. Plus, you'll get $300 in Steinhoffels cash. Tempur-Pedics are designed to make aches and pains a thing of the past by supporting your body like no other mattress can. And if you upgrade to the Tempur-Pedic Breeze, you'll sleep 10 degrees cooler, and it'll cost you just $96 a month with that 60-month financing. Make the connection between better health and better sleep at Steinhoffels. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Mel Kiper, scheduled to appear next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
No time to waste. We get to spend one day a year with him. He is always gracious with his time because he really likes Tausch, mainly. It is the legendary Mel Kiper Jr. on Wilde and Tausch. Mel, good morning. How are you?
I always knew Wisconsin offensive linemen are the way to go. That you never give a Wisconsin offensive lineman a low grade. Never.
Yeah, I'm sure you had him in like the third round back in your 2000 preview.
I wasn't in his book, Jason. No, I was not in Mel's book. And you know what? I'm okay with that. That was a long time ago, Mel. But so, Mel, let's jump into it right away. I always like getting the Badger stuff out because we're going to talk Packers and what they're going to do. But what did you see so far? Because Tanner Bordellini, I think he was struggling to figure out if he should go. He had great numbers at the combine, his RAS score. How do you see where he fits as far as in this draft process?
I'd say right now, I'd say he could go anywhere between the third, fourth round area. That would be the earliest for him. You wish your arm length was a little better, but the bottom line is the versatility he provides as a guy. If you have an injury, he could possibly be a starter in the National Football League. We know that. But certainly early on, I think that versatility along the interior will help him. The program, just the way they develop linemen, the way they coach them, the way there's a success they've had in the NFL is going to help him. So there's no question. I think in terms of that group, we're going to probably see Jackson Powers Johnson. I think Graham Barton, who played left tackle at Duke, certainly is going to be a guard or a center. Played center early on at Duke. He doesn't have the arm length to be a tackle, so he would be an interior offensive lineman. Then Jackson Powers Johnson, Oregon. Zach Frazier, West Virginia. After that, guys, then you get into Bordellini. That's the next, in that second tier of the interior lineman, the centers, is where you get into where he could come off the board, which I think is, like I said, late day two, early day three.
Okay. So, Mel, do you think any centers come off the board in the first round?
I do. I really do. I think when you look at, you know, Pittsburgh, you look at Miami, teams like that, Arizona, late in the first round, when you get around that 20 spot, 21, where Pittsburgh, Miami, like I say, late first round, where Arizona has another first round draft choice, that's where you look at Graham Barton. That's where you look at Jackson Powers Johnson. I almost had him going to Arizona in Mach 3.0. I made that change late, but you could put him in, pencil him in there as a possibility. I have Graham Barton going actually in the first round in that mock, and I've been consistent with that. I do think Graham Barton ends up in round one. So I think you look at Zach Frazier from West Virginia, probably round two. That's why I got have Bortolini in that third round, fourth round discussion area. And I think after that, there's a lot of guards, and it could kick inside that have had some experience. But it seems like the depth of this draft, guys, is not tackle. The depth of this draft is the interior offensive lineman.
Okay. Going to the running back spot, you got Braylon Allen, a Badger. How do you see where he fits? And then also, one that I think the Packers could be interested in is Grendo from Louisville, who is also a Badger. What did you see from those two?
Grendo's got that straight line speed. He's north-south. You give him a crack, he's going. He's not going to have a lot of wiggle. He's not going to make people miss. But, you know, if you have them in the right scheme, he could be certainly a guy. Allen, I haven't figured out. Every position, there's a guy that you just can't figure out what type of pro he will be. You think, and a lot of these guys, hey, you'll be right on some, you'll be wrong on others. But at least you have an idea, right? You have a strong conviction on those guys. I haven't been able to figure out Braylon Allen. I really haven't. So, he's one of those guys I put him in, he'll probably go in the fourth round area, but I have not figured out what type of pro he will be. So that's the kind of guy you say, okay, if you can't figure him out, you don't draft him, let somebody else do it. There's guys like that at every position. Braylon Allen at running back is that guy for me. And just to go back to the point about tackles, tackles are loaded in first round and early second. My point about tackle is that when you try to get into the third, fourth round to find a starting offensive tackle, good luck. But there's going to be a lot. I think 10 offensive tackles could go certainly in the first two rounds. After that, there's a big drop-off where the depth, I believe, is more so along the line in terms of center and offensive guard.
Mel, why is Braylon Allen so hard to figure out for you? What is it about him that makes him so difficult?
There are some things I like. I mean, sometimes you project guys at running back. You say, okay, I can see them doing damage. I can see them in this type of blocking scheme, running well and doing things. I guess I have maybe too high early on. Then I moved him back a little bit. I've kind of been all over the place. I haven't gotten a real handle on him. And it's not that I know I can see the talent. I can see what he's able to do. I just haven't been able to define a rating. I guess that's the way. Because okay, when you're all over the place on ratings, you kind of throw, do I really know? It's almost like if you're not sure, you don't know. So when I see a rating fluctuate for me, and I look back when he was playing a couple years ago, and I see, what I try to do when I evaluate a player in a game, and you don't look at every game. So when I'm doing it during the year, I'll put like a couple dashes. How many dashes? And they would vary. It would be a dash. It would be three dashes. It was all over the place. And it wasn't like that with a lot of the other backs. So I said at every position, you have players like that. I'll give you a quarterback that's tough for me. It's J.J. McCarthy from Michigan. I'm all over the place on J.J. I haven't been able to figure J.J. McCarthy out. I said when Trey Lance came out, I couldn't figure Trey Lance out. I can't figure out J.J. McCarthy. Braylon Allen's one there. There are going to be players at every position that you really just don't have a good handle on. So that's not that – if anybody tells you they do, guys, they're lying. Because there's always going to be players like that you're high one day game, you're low another, and you just can't really feel comfortable, I guess is the word, with the final rating you give that particular player.
Well, this is the perfect segue, Mel, then, because how sure are you about Caleb Williams? Because – obviously, he won't be a Green Bay Packer, but Packers fans have enjoyed 3 decades of we have something you don't have with Bears fans, and that is great quarterbacking. And now it looks like Jordan Love might follow in Favre and Rodgers' footsteps. Are the Bears going to get a can't-miss quarterback in Caleb Williams?
As long as he becomes the leader of that team, that he gets that locker room and he's not into the all the commercials and all the things, and he's talking about, hey, I'm the legend. I don't want to hear about former Bears. I'm going to be you're talking it. You got to back it up, right? So Caleb's got to back up all that talk. And then he certainly has the talent to do it. I will say this. People were critical of him late in the year. His offensive line was awful. It was awful. And his receivers, he didn't have Addison. He had some good receivers, but not an elite guy like Addison was 2 years ago. And his, like I said, his offensive line was terrible. You know, in the fourth quarter of games, he had 5 touchdowns, no picks this year in the fourth quarter, for almost 600 yards. To the point about J.J., think about this, guys. In the fourth quarter this year, 24 of 34, 293 yards. 1 touchdown, no picks. That's it. 24 of 30. So he wasn't asked to do it. And the Penn State game, he didn't throw a pass in the second half. Jaden Daniels in the fourth quarter, 42 of 57 for 831 yards, 10 touchdowns, 2 picks. So, again, that's why J.J. for me is tough to evaluate. I think when you look at Caleb, he is going to go number one. He is going to be expected to be a franchise generational quarterback. Will he be? Trevor Lawrence was expected to be that guy. He hadn't been generational yet, right? Bryce Young was expected to be great, even though he's 5'10", 190. But he didn't get any help at Carolina. He had a bad offensive line, no running game, and average receivers. So let's see what Bryce can do. Bryce is still to be determined. Caleb isn't going to be expected to be phenomenal in the National Football League and not be Patrick Mahomes, but be one of the top 3 to 5 best quarterbacks in this league. That's what people are going to define what he has to be as. Top 3 to 5 within the first 3 to 4 years of his career.
Good luck. Mel, I have been in on Chop. I watched film, Chop from Penn State. What are you seeing? Is he going to be available when Green Bay picks? And if not, who do you see as maybe some targets Green Bay is going to look at?
That's great, great. I just talked about it on a podcast. Field Yates and I do First Draft Podcast on Thursday. I just finished talking about it. I said, that's the guy that I hated dropping into the late first because he tested so well. He plays hard. He didn't have the production, though, the sack production. Missed a little bit of time with an injury late. But I love Chop. I think he's going to go a little higher than I mocked him. And I think he could be off the board. But, hey, if people look at Owe is a Baltimore Raven. Odafe Owe didn't have a sack, but went in the first round. Hasn't produced with the Baltimore Ravens the results that they expected, okay, yet. We'll see what happens moving forward. But same thing with Chop. You're going to expect him to put up 8 to 10 sacks a year. He didn't do it in college. Oh, wait, 0 sacks his final year at Penn State. You know, he's a first-round pick. Hasn't done it yet. So if you can't do it against, I call them AOGs, another occupation guys in college, what are you going to do in the National Football League? That's why I have Chop Robinson going where I do in the mock.
Who else do you like at 25 then for them, Mel?
Well, I think it's Leiatu Latu going to be around because he had the neck injury. Remember, he medically retired, came back, and had really a good year. He's slippery off the edge. You know, there's going to be somebody falls. It always happens that way. Somebody you don't expect, you project. Now, that's why I kind of didn't feel as bad with Chop and even Latu dropping. Now, Cooper DeJean. Is Cooper DeJean going to be around in the late first round? When I thought he was one of the best 15 players when he was healthy. Got hurt. He's going to have a workout around the 15th of April. Hasn't been able to do much yet. He hit bench press the other day. But Cooper DeJean is a heck of a football player. He can play corner and you talk about versatility. He can play corner in whatever defensive structure you have, and he can kick inside the safety. And if you want to look at him as a safety, he's the best safety in this draft. He's probably, in my opinion, he's the second or third best corner in this draft and the best safety. So to me, Cooper DeJean, if he's available in the late first round, would be a heck of a pick.
All right, Mel, we know you've got another gig with the big ESPN, but you always make time for us. We may have to call you closer to the draft and beg for more time because we have so many more questions. Would you consider that just for Tausch and kind of making up for the fact that you left him out of the 2000 book?
Well, Tausch has had a high grade for me since he's a better broadcaster than he was football player.
Oh, boy.
That is a walk-off line if I've ever heard one.
Oh, snap.
This is one of my favorite deals. We're talking to Tausch. I mean, this guy knows everything about every sport. He's been phenomenal, which we didn't know
when he played.
This knowledge of everything. So I would say better broadcaster than a football player. All right, which is high
there
praise.
You go. Good. We'll circle back to you closer to the draft. Thanks, Mel.
Anytime, guys. Have a great weekend, man.
That is the great Mel Kiper. It is always fun to spend some time with him. He is so rapid fire with all the information. Like, if you were transcribing that interview, it would be 30 minutes of words in 15 minutes.
He loves Chop. He loves Chop, too.
He doesn't love him quite as much as he loves you as a broadcaster, which is a lot more than he loved you as a player, from what I can gather from that exchange.
Yeah, but he was, again, didn't even make the book, which, you know, maybe he was right.
You seem to have done okay for yourself since then. Hey, tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin again, would you?
Well, if you've been waiting to replace those broken windows or doors, or you just want to revitalize your home with a new look, now is the time to get it done. Because from now until March 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's right. Pella now and pay it up later. 3 years later, in fact, order by March 31st. Get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply.
We will talk a little bit about what Mel talked about. There are a couple things that jumped out from our conversation with him. But it sounds to me, and I don't want to put words in Mel's mouth, that it could go a lot of different directions at 25. And it makes me wonder if Goody might do something really interesting on day one or night one of the draft. I'll ask Tausch if he thinks I'm right or he thinks I'm crazy. We'll do that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.